So let's move into our first meditation together. And we might hear the word meditation and go, "Oh my gosh, how do we meditate? I don't know what to do yet." We didn't go into like what are the steps to meditation? And you don't need to know any of that right now. You might have all these ideas of what meditation is. And for right now, just find a comfortable grounded posture. Sometimes when we see statues of someone meditating, we see them sitting cross-legged or in full lotus position where like one foot is on top of the other and like sitting really upright and the eyes are closed and the hands are in a mudra. And nothing against those sitting postures. You can sit in that if that's comfortable for you, but you don't need to. In fact, my teacher in Burma, who was 91 years old when I studied under him and widely considered one of the greatest meditation teachers still living, Sayadaw Upendhita, he meditated sitting in a chair and often had his legs propped up and his elbows on like a nice, whatever, an elbow rest. And so the guy was comfortable, and that's what worked for his body. And I want you to find a posture that works for your body as well. You might be working with some pain. And so if chronic pain is something that you're working with, really find a posture that's comfortable for you. Maybe it is lying down. But if you're sitting right now, let's just see if we could find a good sitting posture where maybe the feet are grounded on the floor, the chest and the shoulders are upright but not uptight. The spine creates a nice elongation so that we're as much as possible not being rigid, but just being grounded and stable. And what I'll do is just invite you to close your eyes if that feels comfortable. And I'm going to walk you through this entire process. There's nothing you need to know beforehand. All you need to do is just listen to the sound of my voice. And let's take the first few moments of this meditation just to simply settle in. And I keep that phrase settle in vague intentionally because what settling in means to me might be something completely different for you. You know your mind and your body better than anyone else ever could. You know yourself better than anyone else ever could. And so, if there are any sort of mental or physical adjustments you feel like you need to make, to allow yourself to be more grounded, feel free to do so. And that might mean finding a more comfortable seated posture. And that might also mean giving yourself permission to be here. And to do something that might seem a lot like nothing, especially when so often we're moving from one thing to the next, crossing things off our to-do list, taking care of other people, trying to get someplace else. That when we stop and just be, it's not only foreign, but it can also feel uncomfortable. As if we should be doing something. So just know that you've already allocated this time for yourself. And because of that, see if you can give yourself permission to actually be here fully. There's no place else you need to be, nothing else you need to do, and nothing you need to achieve. Just to be here exactly as you are in this present moment. And there are many ways that you can explore being present, one of which might be tuning into your feet grounded on the floor, or any body part that you feel grounded. So just feeling that sense of connection with the earth or the floor beneath you. Whether it's the feet on the floor or your body sitting in this chair. Tuning into the body in this way is a way that we can drop into the present moment, that we can ground ourselves in the present. Another way that we can tune into the present is just noticing sounds. So just notice any sounds that you can hear, maybe on my end, the sounds of the forest or my voice, or on your end, the sounds in the room wherever you are. And just being present and mindful to being able to hear in whatever capacity that's available to you. And sometimes we might hear sounds and the mind goes, ugh, so annoying, so distracting. If only it were quieter, then I could be present. Why are those people in the other room making so much noise? Why are the birds tweeting so much? And so remember, sound is not doing anything to distract you. It's not trying to annoy you. Sound is just doing the only thing it knows how to do, which is to make sound. And so if you don't bother it, it won't bother you. Instead, see what it's like just to be present with the fact that you're hearing and experiencing the world in that way. Without resisting, without fighting, just allowing sounds to move through your field of awareness. Great. So sound is something that we can tune into and be present with. Another part of our experience that we can be present with is thought. So as you sit here, notice, are there any thoughts moving through your mind right now? Maybe this is boring. How much longer are we going to do this? This is weird. I can't believe I'm meditating. Oh, I'm so bad at this. My mind is thinking so much. Or I am so good at this. I can't believe how good I am at this. Or I really want to check my cell phone. There's a lot that I should be thinking about. And right, all these different thoughts can arise. And instead of trying to get rid of them or fight them, just simply notice that the mind is thinking. Just be aware of these thoughts moving through your mind like clouds passing through the sky. Instead of making a whole big ordeal about them, why is the mind thinking? You're just noticing them. Oh, there's another thought. There's another thought. There's another thought. There's another cloud coming and going. So thought is something that we can be present with. So far we've explored being present in the body, being present with sound, being present with thought. And the last part of this meditation, let's just be present with the fact that we're breathing, the fact that you're breathing. So as you sit here, maybe just tune into the fact that you're breathing. Or we might say that this body is breathing you. So just see where the breath moves through the body. Maybe you feel the belly expanding, the chest moving, some movement in the shoulders. And all you're doing is just surfing that movement with your awareness, feeling the inhale fully, and then feeling the exhale. Just this breath and just this moment. And as thoughts arise, you don't have to try to get rid of them or force them out or try and clear your mind. Just simply notice the thoughts coming and going, and then drop your attention back into the breath. And in a moment, what I'll do is ring the bells again. And when I ring them, just give your full attention, your full presence to the sound of the three bells. And see if there's any difference tuning in now, after the meditation, than compared to when we did it before. Okay, and when you're ready, you can allow your eyes to open again. I believe, I didn't time it, but that was probably close to anywhere from 11 to 13 minutes. And I mean, you can rewind just to confirm that. But that's a pretty decent chunk of time to meditate, especially for your first time around. And maybe you noticed that it felt longer than that period, or maybe you noticed that it felt shorter. And sometimes there can be some temporal distortion that happens with the practice. And, you know, one of the main reasons I walk you through it in that way, feeling the feet on the ground, the body on the chair, noticing sounds, noticing thoughts, noticing the breath, is to see that there are many ways that we can tune into the present moment. A lot of people have this idea that, oh, mindfulness meditation, just about focusing on the breath. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. And while the breath is a big part of it, and we will be working with the breath a lot in the meditations, mindfulness really has nothing to do with the breath. It instead has a lot more to do, if not everything to do, with the quality of attention that we're bringing to the breath, the quality of attention that we're bringing to our body sitting in a chair, the quality of attention that we're bringing to the sounds that we might hear. That is what we're aiming to cultivate. It's not so much the thing that we're focusing on, it's the way that we're focusing on it. And so, with that perspective, we can see that the mindfulness can be brought into all aspects of our lives when we're brushing our teeth, when we're having a conversation with someone, when we are sitting and meditating and just feeling our body sitting in the chair, when we're noticing an obnoxious bird on the tree and going like, oh, why is it so loud? And is that a mindful awareness? Are we present with it, or are we judging it and fighting it?